Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final segment with Dr. Stallman and a huge news blitz and tons of special reports and more coming up. But I want to know about solutions. And I'm a media guy. I know how media works. I know how politics work. All the nuts and bolts of internet, you know, I'm not too savvy on. I just know the basics that everything is a surveillance grid. And I read what the top experts over the years have put out on that and exposed with the Telecommunications Act, you name it. It was all right there what was really going on. So I know the conclusions of what's going on more than most. The nuts and bolts, not so much. But Dr. Stallman, you were getting into jailbreaking that organically came out of the community, that term, and that is what's happening. I mean, we're trying to jailbreak out of these systems that are being designed to social engineer by what I call the eugenicist movement. That's really what all of this comes out of, this control freak mentality. But in closing, you were getting into positive and negative things that are happening. Go ahead.
Yes. For freedom in your own computer, you've got to reject non-free software. There shouldn't be any installed in your computer. And the products that depend on non-free software, they're threats to your freedom, and you shouldn't use them. I don't have a portable phone because it's, first of all, they're full of non-free software, and second, they're tracking devices, and I don't want to be tracked. I pay cash. That's another. I don't pay through credit cards or debit cards because if I did, I'd be tracked. I resist surveillance directly with my own decisions, but at the same time, I realize we're not going to win that way. We need to organize. We need to pass laws to reduce the level of surveillance we have, to reduce the malware that we have, and to make it easier for free software to be used in the computers that we get, that are made. The computers that are made should be usable with free software. And that requires organizing. And if you want to join the Free Software Foundation, go to fsf.org. You can join through there. That's one way you can support our cause.
Are you optimistic in your gut that humanity is going to be able to turn this around?
I'm a pessimist by nature, and therefore I don't even ask the question. There's no point in not fighting. Surrendering leads immediately to defeat. It's futile. The only thing to do is do our best. So I don't care whether whether it looks hopeful or hopeless. I'm going to fight anyway.
Because that's the human thing to do.
I can't see the future. I don't know whether we're going to win because it depends on you.
Well, that's right. In my gut, I know we're going to win, but it's going to be rough. It's going to be hard, but we'll be stronger on the other end of this incredible journey we're all on. But it is the animating contest of liberty. Fighting tyranny and being involved is what makes you human and alive. People think avoiding conflict with oppressors is the way to win. It's not. What's empowering, just like exercise, is to engage in the animating contest. Dr. Stallman, thank you so much for all the time.
Thank you, and happy hacking.
Happy hacking. Dr. Richard Stallman, very nice to come on our show, Stallman.org. Really an amazing guy, a trailblazer on every front. There is no doubt about that. You know, some of the trendies out there and people, you know, make jokes he's got long hair, you know, as a absent-minded professor. But it's very interesting. You know, that guy basically came up with a Wikipedia idea, a free software movement, GNU, that came into Linux, all of it. I mean, it's just, and that's just some of it. And that guy's like Ray Kurzweil. He came up with a lot of stuff, and the names we use, and so many of the organizations and movements that if we didn't have them, there'd be no somewhat free internet now. They would have already had internet taxes, internet IDs. They're trying to do it, but people like Stallman, they're holding it back. We wouldn't exist. We wouldn't have this platform to fight these guys. It wasn't for people like him, so we owe Dr. Stallman a debt of gratitude. I mean, I just admire freedom fighters. I admire trailblazers.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Words like violence break the silence. All of you watching, all of you.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The song is so beautiful. Hard to turn it off.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing into my little world. Painful to me. It's right through me. Don't you understand? Oh, my little girl. All I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here. It's my heart.
Monday through Friday, folks.
Words are very common.
11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We are here. And I really appreciate you joining us. I'm going to open the phones up in this hour for first-time callers. On the Malaysia flight, I love a mystery as much as anybody, and this is a bunch of missing people. The Washington Post now reports the cell phones are active and are contacting and reading their email and going back and forth. And Mike Adams has a great article from naturalnews.com. It's up on InfoWars.com. It says the disappearance of Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 begins to demand supernatural explanations. By the way, CJ, to his great credit, no one's been able to ever find this. I had it on tape, taped it on VHS back on September 12th or whatever it was, on 9/11, the day after. And I saw Bush say, we can remote control the jets and fix it. And they grabbed his arm and said, classified. You can see him lip sync it. You couldn't really hear it over the mic. But they're like, classified. And I was getting made fun of. Nobody can remote control planes. There's no such thing as drones. I mean, they only had them in World War I. I mean, come on, you know, 1918. So they had submarines in 1777 that Benjamin Franklin worked on to blow up British ships. People don't know anything, folks. Civil War had submarines all the place blasting at ships. Real subs. People just don't know. I mean, it's Buck Rogers, folks. The government's 40 years advanced, stealing all our data, stealing our ideas, and thinking they're God when they're a bunch of thieves, a bunch of control freak scum. So I want to break this down and go over it, but Jordan was able to find it. PBS, Bush announces new airline security measures to remote control aircraft by remote control from the air traffic control. So they found, he found an article where Bush, where they quote Bush about we can remote control planes from the air traffic control tower. I told him, shut up, because as best I know, I talked to folks that were at a Republican fundraiser right after it happened, and some high-level people, and they said Marvin Bush was off record. We also got some of this on tape in another speech he gave about Bush running around the bunker in his underwear because they're making fun of their brother, because that's what brothers do. And Bush was actually scared running back into the bunker at night and wouldn't come out of the bunker. So does that sound like a guy who actually did 9/11? No, obviously the teleprompter reader, who couldn't even read a teleprompter, I'm not saying did it himself. Criminal elements, folks, clearly. There were drills. The hijackers thought they were part of drills. We know the drills were happening, live drills that they've been doing weeks before. James Woods is a witness to that, but we know about the drills. We know they were trained at U.S. bases. We know that the head of the Defense Language School went public and said that all I know is Muhammad Atta and three other guys were in my class. Something's going on. There's a cover-up here. That guy they say is the lead hijacker had a high-level U.S. government security clearance. And then it came out from the embassy heads, and we had them on in Springman, where they were ordered, hey, these are terrorists with al-Qaeda. They're just at an al-Qaeda summit in Malaysia, of all places, coming back through Saudi Arabia. We're not going to let them fly. And they said, national security. I don't care. I'm not issuing it. CIA calls. Says this is an order from the State Department. They work for us. That's their terror designation is a cover. You just keep adding it and adding it and adding it. I don't know exactly what happened, but I know they didn't want Bush talking about remote control. And I know that the phone calls, the FBI had to admit, were not made. Repeat this. The Solicitor General said that his wife called him and confirmed the hijacking and everything from her personal cell phone at 33,000 feet. Folks, I do it every time I fly, more than 50, 60 times since 9/11 or more. The phone always cuts out at 3,000 to 5,000 feet, whether I fly out of England, whether I fly out of New Jersey, whether I fly out of Austin, Texas, Los Angeles, or Canada, or Central America. Phones don't work above 3,000 to 5,000 feet. A few times I've been in mountainous areas, whether it's mountain towers, and you take off from a valley, and then you go up to 10,000 feet, and the cell towers are there, and you can still work. If you're up at 10,000 feet in the mountains and they got towers, it'll still work. Sometimes, barely. The phones do not work at 33,000 feet. And our last year when the FAA started saying, maybe we're going to allow cell phones on planes, everybody went, oh, my gosh, Alex, you're discredited. See, they're going to work at 33,000 feet where they get above the weather, the cruising altitude. And if you read deeper, it's just like when you're on a cruise ship and you can use your cell phone. It jacks through its system to a satellite. You're not cell phoning from the Gulf of Mexico, you know, 1,000 miles away from Galveston if you take a cruise ship. I've gone on family cruises, you know, and end up doing my radio show from a cell phone, or do 30 minutes on the show if there's breaking news, you know, a dollar a minute, on the ship, phone in the ship, not even my cell phone. But you could also walk around on deck on your cell phone, and it jacks through to the satellite. It's patching you through, folks. The cell phone is not working from 1,000 miles away from the tower. The public is so ignorant. Like, they even saw headlines. FAA is going to authorize cell phones. That shows up the 9/11 truthers. I mean, the level of these hit pieces, they're so thin. I want to explain this. The FBI, to their credit, you can look this up, it was in mainstream news, but Barry said there were no phone calls to the Solicitor General because it turned into a media investigation. The media did FOIA requests. The FBI, I was surprised, released it and said, no, we checked his phone records. We checked that, too. We didn't believe it. And she didn't call him. Nobody called on their cell phones with all these government people who all had witnesses. Oh, I'm so sad about my wife. By the way, they landed Flight 93 at a military base hangar. That even came out in the news. People all saw it. People getting off. Same tail numbers. They went, oh, just never mind that. Then something blows up over Pennsylvania. I mean, this all came out, folks. I don't know what's going on. I know in Operation Northwoods, 1961, LL Lemnitzer's plan to bomb D.C., bomb U.S. military bases, shoot people in movie theaters, commit bombings at public events with plastic explosives. Boston bombings coming up, the anniversary here in April. I think I'm going to send reporters up there. Like, I don't think I'm doing it. I'm sending someone. We'll send Bagandi, too. Did a great job, and then we'll send a corrupter to help him. Long story short, just there's hundreds of pieces. None of them fit. The official story is fabricated from pillar to post, up one side and down the other. It's all a fraud. No one made the cell phone calls. They claimed there were over 15 of them. The only ones that were real were not one but two airphone calls by stewardesses with their credit cards, panicking, saying, someone's taking over the plane, they've got a bomb, and there's smoke. Gas, can't breathe. That's the transcripts. That's what people said they heard, and those phone calls were made to family and to the airports. Is it two or is it three calls? I'm sure it was two. Even though the names, one was an Asian lady. The point is that they nerve gassed them. It's clear. You got guys that think they're part of a drill to cover the fact that you have hijackers. They release a gas, remote control the aircraft in the building, and look, he found it. Bush announces new airline security measures, 927. So I guess this somehow got put weeks later into a transcript about it. But I saw Bush give this press conference and then grab him and tell him, shut up. It's a sensational video. Somebody's got to find it. I had it, and it's lost in the myriad labyrinth. The president said the new security measures would also dramatically increase the number of plainclothes federal marshals on airplanes, give $500 million to develop enhanced cockpit security, and enable traffic controllers to take over a distressed aircraft and land it by remote control. Bingo. Remember, though, this doesn't exist. Remember, ladies and... Oh, you found the video? You're kidding. You found Bush. Oh, my God. This is going to be incredible. I haven't seen this in...
And to provide greater security for travelers by bus and by train. This bill sets a one-year deadline for the transition to the new system. It gives my administration the flexibility we need to make that transition work. Ultimately, this bill offers local authorities the option to bring in outside experts, a method that's worked well in Israel and Western Europe.
This is a later
provided those
speech
outside experts
when he repeated
meet
it.
Our rigorous new safety
this is not in New York.
Requirements.
See, he's got the transportation secretary behind.
Security comes first.
Panetta.
The federal government will set high standards, and we will enforce them. These have been difficult days for Americans who fly and for American aviation.
All right, we're gonna find that queued up during the break. I got excited about it. They just threw it up. They've got the transcript from C-SPAN. They're trying to find the part in the video. The point is I said all this at the time, and the media made fun of me. It's like, he says there's automobiles have been invented. In 2001, I'm like, yeah, automobiles are real. They're like, shut up, smart guy. So my point is about this disappearance of the Malaysian airline, it could have been remote controlled. It could have been landed somewhere. Because in Operation Northwoods, getting back to that, they say we'll put CIA people and their families on who don't mind having their identities changed. And we'll have one aircraft take off that lands somewhere else in a military base. Another will take off that's remote controlled and we'll blow it up. And we'll blame it on the Cubans and basically start World War III. So that was part of the plan. So you don't. There was a bunch of tech people, a bunch of government people on. We don't know what happened. These two Iranian guys look like deep cover paramilitary types who aren't meant to look like badasses but are. So I'll say that. The photo doesn't look good. Probably a hijacking. And it's a big ocean out there, folks. All right, we'll be right back.
We are not here to scare you or fill your mind with images of terror. There's enough of that already. We are SurvivalBagsInc.com, a veteran-owned company. We specialize in survival supplies, bags, and packs. In most cases, our survival bags, loaded with emergency food, water, and supplies, ship out in 24 hours or less, and prices start as low as $60. Go to SurvivalBagsInc.com, and thank you for supporting a veteran-owned American business. SurvivalBagsInc.com. Our mission is to help you survive.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase. In areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
General Richard Myers was asked if there was a program to remote control hijack jet aircraft and land them. And he said, yeah, there's a classified program the U.S. and the Israelis have. Folks, all the Boeings going back 20 years ago and most of the other big aircraft have remote control wireless computer hubs in the software. And all the pilots know this. It's in the specs. Just like it's in the specs that your TiVo and your digital cable boxes track everything you watch and create a database for 20 years. It's been going on for at least 20 years since digital cable boxes. People still think that's a conspiracy. It's very childlike. Even until about 5 years ago, people would come to my house and see a Band-Aid over the camera on a computer and go, why do you cover that up? You think they're watching you? And even when it was in the news they're watching people still think it's weird to be informed. And it's so frustrating. So here's the Air Force general talking to Congress on C-SPAN about remote controlling of aircraft. Because, see, if they can remote control them, they can nerve gas everybody and remote control them into the buildings. And all it takes is a very small group of people that have the codes to do it. And then the rest of the military thinks, hey, Muhammad Atta and all these guys got on the planes. They're taking part in the drill, which we know is going on. See how that works? Let's go to the clip.
As you know, the Israeli Air Force has exercised, practiced, and developed techniques for dealing with hijacked aircraft.
9/11 Commissioner John Lehman.
For instance, they carry special missiles that are not to destroy, designed not to destroy airliners, but to force them to land. Missiles with inert warheads and other sophisticated gear. What have you guys done to equip our Air Guard and other NORAD potentially assigned units with the training, with the rules of engagement, and the hardware that gives them an option other than what we have now, which is just passengers.
I'm aware of at least...
Guys, let's go to the program. Why did the audio fade out right there? I'm totally confused.
You
can
talk about it offline or provide you the classified paper.
Back it up. We're going to get this right.
Talk about it offline.
Hit pause. Back it up to the beginning of Myers. Okay, I'm not mad. I heard the audio fading down. I don't understand. Let's go ahead and try it again. Go ahead and put the
missiles with inert warheads and other sophisticated gear. What have you guys done to equip our Air Guard and other NORAD potentially assigned units with the training, with the rules of engagement, and the hardware that gives them an option other than what we have now, which is just to destroy the aircraft and all its passengers?
I'm aware of at least one program which is classified, so we can either talk about it offline or provide you the classified paper on it. There may be others to do exactly that.
Okay, and people say, oh, no, they're talking about missiles there. No, they're not. Here's Bush in PBS. Bush announces new security measures to enable air traffic controllers to take over a distressed aircraft and land it by remote control. Okay? That's what the program is. That's what's going on. And every time I mention that, people try to conflate it with the missile comments, which just magically happened again. But we are watching the full Bush 30-minute speech to find in the transcript where that was said, and we may get it by the end of the show today. But we're going to see what happens with that. Now, I want to get your take on the Malaysia situation. And what do you think is going on here? It is very interesting. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air for first-time callers. And we're talking about the Malaysia situation, not the IRS, not Ukraine. Just want to be clear. We're talking about the Malaysia aircraft. I want to hear what you have to say. I have a few ideas that I'm going to throw out there. Everybody loves a mystery, and it is a good brain teaser. Plus, a lot of folks may be dead or disappeared here, obviously. We know they're disappeared. Speaking of Ukraine, the new arms race has begun. The new Cold War has begun. Poland wants to host more U.S. troops for security. Now that the George Soros-backed group has overthrown the Ukraine-elected government, and now things are escalating. Again, I'm not saying Russia's perfect. The West is stirring this up, quarterbacked by you-know-who. Kremlin critic seeks residency in Switzerland. Ukraine may have to go nuclear, says Kiev lawmaker. Now they want nukes or to bring nukes in. You see why Russia's concerned, folks? This is a big deal. Russian troops seize hospital, missile base in Ukraine, Crimea. Yeah, those are Russian-built bases. Russia stares down UN pressure on Ukraine. Russia has refused to budge from its seemingly imminent annexation of Crimea, defying Western pressure at the UN Security Council as Ukraine ousted president prepares to make his first public appearance in more than a week. So we'll follow that. But I want to get your take on the situation with the aircraft. 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curve appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Crashing the lies and disinformation. By the way, I don't gripe at the crew a lot behind the scenes. I end up griping at them on air. And I just want you to know, they weren't messing up earlier. I shouldn't go to clips I haven't seen yet, because I have the transcript of Bush here talking about the remote control aircraft, and I knew I'd seen that, and so it was interesting to find it on PBS. They went and tried to find the press conferences, but some of them are 30, 40 minutes long. They're trying to find the spot. I'm saying go to it. And then I'm like off air saying, while the clip's playing, I'm saying, no more. Guys, don't play clips, even if I call for them, if I haven't seen it yet. We don't need to have a rush and then play the wrong clip. So they thought, no more, and then faded the clip down. And then I go, put the clip back on. So it's fun. But listen, this is real TV, folks. It's like we've had Tucker Carlson here, who's been on CNN, Fox, MSNBC. And the same thing when we had Ben Swan, who's been at a lot of stations. He said, nowhere on TV are they Johnny on the spot. Go right to a news article. Go right to a video clip. It's all scripted. So it looks very smooth because most of it's a teleprompter loaded in New York City that they read locally.
Hey, Alex.
Yes.
This is John Bowne right here.
This is not, by the way, this is not teleprompter.
I just want to quote Ghostbusters here to clear the air.
Yeah.
Listen, smell that?
I do.
Listen, smell that?
I do smell
that. That's the confusion of...
Absolutely. No, but I mean, it's good. That's why people like it, is because it really is real. Including us strangling each other in the control room. I'm just joking. No, it's crazy, too, to be around this information all day and to really be focused on it. Okay, I'm going to go to your phone call, Steve, Mike, Randy, Chad, Tony, and others. But first, Leanne McAdoo went down to talk to the South by Southwest zombies. And I want to be clear. I'm not saying... I'm going to do that in a moment. I keep forgetting. I've done 2 hours, 35 minutes today by the seat of my pants. For whatever reason, I'm unable to focus on all the news. Sometimes people say that's my best radio shows. I don't know. I like the shows where I neurotically cover news for 3 hours. But I'm in kind of preacher mode today. And I've done 2.5 hours and have not plugged any products or any T-shirts or anything that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. A, everything we sell is high quality and it's about getting the word out and fighting tyranny. B, it's really good products for everybody. That's kind of A. But C, it funds our operation. We don't like to be beholden to sponsors. Quite frankly, there's not a lot of sponsors that are high enough quality for us to even accept them. And I'm kind of neurotic about that. I only sell things I really believe in. And if you go to InfoWarsLife.com, we are about to sell out of Supermel Vitality. And it will be probably 2-3 weeks until we get more of it in. I'm just going to tell you right now, it's going to sell out. Then it'll be backordered. We have a special going 15% off. When it sells out, the special will go bye-bye. And by the way, this isn't hype. People say, really, Alex? A minority of folks, but I'd say 20-30% of vocal minority in the comments on YouTube and InfoWars, when there's a video or something about this posted, they go, really, man? You know, you claim you got male enhancement drops. Really? Yeah, you bet. 8 superpower herbs concentrated that will blow your frickin' socks off. It costs us, depending on how we get the wet herbs shipped in and everything, organic certified and everything, between $10 and $20. It varies each process when they make it. I could put out a male enhancement herb that would give people some effect. For like $5 is what it would cost me instead of $20. Nobody puts out products that cost $20. I'm about to buy a product for mitochondrial DNA that nobody else is putting out. My dad was developing it for, I'm not going to get into it. The point is that we're going to put it out. It's going to cost us $60 a bottle to get this pharmaceutical grade stuff. And I'm just giving you an idea of products that are coming out, the type of stuff we're doing, okay? So yeah, when it costs $120, that's because it's going to cost us $60, and we've got to have R&D money and all the other money and money to fund all the operations. That's the kind of stuff we're rolling out, is really powerful stuff, okay? And this Supermel Vitality, I don't know if I'm even allowed to tell the story. The point is, everyone in the office, we don't advertise it as an aphrodisiac. That is not the intention. It is Mel Vitality to get healthy, to have energy to work out. It doesn't have any testosterone mimickers like most of the herbs they push at GNC and the rest of it, which do work, by the way, but have problems and breaks down and retrogrades into other hormones and causes stuff. This is designed to block estrogen mimickers, A. B, get your body to release its own growth hormone and testosterone. That's what group says it does. I don't know what it's doing. I went and looked up each herb, did research, and other medical people look at it. They said, no, this is all super high quality. You know, this is the 8 things known, you know, to be really clean, really good, and that are FDA, what they call GRAS certified, meaning it's seen as safe. And it's the proprietary way it's concentrated. And you fund the operation and just buy a bottle. Buy a bottle, and what are you out? You've supported the broadcast. By the way, no negative reviews of this or the iodine or the fluoride shield. I think the fluoride shield is the best product and is double the size of the survival shield. It has the nascent iodine in it and 5 other key things to chelate and detoxify the body of heavy metals, fluoride, you name it. It sells good, but nothing like the survival shield and the male vitality. I don't know why, because it's the best deal for the price and what I really like taking and has really helped me detoxify. And it's incredible. With my stressful lifestyle and staying up till 3 in the morning sometimes and everything I do, and I'm just seething with energy. Now, everybody I know says, like Shane Steiner and Rob Dude, we bring Rob in here to see if I can tell a story. Just bring Rob Dude. This was not planned. He's on the other side of the building, if he's even here. And then I'm going to go to this report in your calls. I'm going to have to do some overdrive, folks. Steiner was getting irritable doing his powerlifting naturally. And then he went on this. He can work out even harder and is in a good mood. Dew has had the same effect. He's made him in a good mood and had the other effects that I get permission to talk about. And everybody else, me, I got to be honest, I'm the only person I know who can't take my own product, or I take like half of it. I take like every other day or half a dose once a day because it does make me even more aggressive. And I guess that's how my physiology is already. But it makes me irritable. So check with your doctor or healthcare provider first before you take it. And it's not a game. It's not a joke. And people are always, you know, mad. If I sell a magazine at cost, it's bad. Or if I sell T-shirts made in America at $10 less than you could get them anywhere else made in America, the Molon Lambe. Or if I exist, it's bad because they want to demonize the liberty movement funding itself with high-quality products. We are funded by you. We are funded by you supporting the local AM and FM affiliates. We are funded by you being sponsors of local stations, spreading the word. We are funded by viewers and listeners like you. Mainly listeners. You know, the visual component of the show dominates everything, but really, first and foremost, it's a radio show. Now, on a stack of Bibles, this was not planned, correct?
Yeah, totally correct. Yeah. You just called for me. And
do you even know what you're here? Were you listening to the show?
I think it's a super male thing. I think you're.
Even though you guys are not supposed to watch the show back there, you're supposed to work on the nightly news.
Right.
Anyways, regardless.
We keep it on.
Head of the news department, what has super male done for you?
It's done a couple things. One, I guess I've been taking it about 2 weeks now. I think it was after we shot that interview.
There was even some eye rolling around here when I was coming out with it.
I'm like, hey, whatever.
What, do you think I'm going to put a joke out?
No, but it works differently on different people, as you've attested. And it was after we shot that.
Let's just be honest. It's probably not good for me.
You call it barbarian juice?
Yeah, go ahead.
So after we shot that interview, I said, oh, you know what? We had an open thing. I said, I'm going to start taking it. So I started taking it three dropper fulls in the morning, three in the afternoon.
You're taking more than you're supposed to.
Yeah. And it really, in the morning, you have that kind of fog when you wake up. I do that. The fog goes away in about 5 minutes. And I'm thinking clearly, and I feel like I don't feel overly abundant of energy like when I drink.
Because you're irritable sometimes.
No, oh, yeah, yeah, I can be very irritable.
You're known as Deucifer around here.
Yeah, it's definitely mellowed me out a little bit. And I started doing, over the weekend, I installed a pull-up bar, and like every time I'll go into my office, I just start doing like five or six pull-ups.
And it wasn't placebo, right? You were telling me this morning you did it to see if it was bull.
Yeah, I wanted to check it out, see if it had any effect on me, because I use the Survival Shield as well, and I like it, and I've definitely noticed that. I had some changes, and so started on the Super Male, and I mean, I tell you, it definitely worked for me, and it didn't give me like this hyper energy, just nice, smooth energy, and it tastes good. It does, you know, it definitely tastes.
See, I was out late last night.
Tastes pretty good.
And I took some this morning, and then I feel really aggressive. It definitely does something to me.
You should probably do half a dropper full. I mean, I do three, and I don't really, you know, notice. I don't notice an adrenaline surge or anything, but it's like a slow ramp up of energy. And I'm definitely a believer after that. But
now, what about the classified part? Can we talk about?
I'd rather. Well, my bedroom life didn't need any enhancement before this. But
are begging for mercy.
My wife asked that I stop taking. So, I'll just leave it at that.
No,
I love you, babe.
No. We're not. The thing is, this is real, okay? But the issue is women can take it, too.
I haven't tried to get her to take it. She hasn't done it yet.
Just put it in her tea. The government forced drugs us. Why not?
That's true, yeah. I put filters in my water to get the fluoride out, you know? So it's
might be a fourth son now.
It definitely works. Well, if there is, that's great. You know, I won't
get three great sons.
Yeah.
I got two daughters and a son, but I got to tell you, it's something about three boys. They're great boys.
It's an army.
They all have electricity in their eyes, too.
Yeah.
Most of the kids are like zombies nowadays.
They're definitely awake. And my oldest is really awake. And he always brings back stories from stuff that happens. And he's like, they were talking about this at school today. I said, well, you know, how does that make you feel? He's like, it's just weird because people will agree with it, you know, and just the different things that they roll out. And it's But it's good to see. I think when you're awake, you can recognize those things, and you're not enveloped by them. You know, you're not just taken in like, oh, like the people at South By, how they just go get their faces scanned for these badges and it's no big deal.
But listen, I'm glad that a minority of people have complained. How dare you, sell something for male vitality? Well, they're bombarding our male vitality. They're putting stuff in the food and water on record and writing books about how they're doing it to demasculate us. And so if it has the effect of blocking that, at least partially, why shouldn't we do that?
Well, I think if the haters hate the stuff about Supermale Vitality, they're really going to hate the next ad that rolls out, which is even better. I'll just leave it at that. And we'll have, I think, a sneak preview next week of one, and it should be pretty awesome.
We should do it just with the comedy part.
More awesomer.
Even more awesomer, to quote Mike Adams.
So, yeah, I think it...
Describe what the ad... Just give them a sneak peek of what's coming up with the ad that I...
Well, we actually, on camera, were able to film Dr. Group making an amazing transformation. An amazing transformation. By taking the Super Male and then activating it with push-ups. It was pretty... I was blown away. I couldn't believe it.
It is satire. And, of course, it's open, over-the-top satire.
People should try it. Get one bottle and try it and see what you think. There's a lot of comments in the videos of people who had tried it and said it works. You know, usually the haters are just, they're not going to try it anyway.
No. But, I mean, I get it because there's a lot of stuff out there. But quite frankly, a lot of the, when I played football and then I started getting into weightlifting heavy in college, I never took any drugs. Mm-hmm. But I would go to like GNC and get a Yohimbe bottle. And, yeah, man, it would make me get bigger, but I would also have hot flashes and feel crazy and just like my heart would be. I mean, I was like, whoa, I took it for like a week.
Yeah.
And then I tried something else and it made me feel just. So maybe it's just me because this stuff doesn't do anything like that. It does make me more aggressive. It's just that I know there's most of those herbs and stuff actually do stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's plants, folks. I mean, that's where most medicine comes from.
There's eight herbs in it?
Eight
herbs and fruit. Well, it's roots and fruits that are mixed together.
Concentrated.
Right.
It's concentrated. That's the key is this is really concentrated in a cold press.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like a ton of stuff. The essence of it.
Well, you can feel the power in it. When I've had...
But what I'm saying is I never really liked all that stuff.
Right.
And then they were like, hey, you ought to do this. We're developing. I'm like, no way. And then I took it, I'm like, wow, this is really real, and it doesn't make me feel, too insane.
Yeah.
But then everybody else took it, and we had the test vials, and they liked it. And I said, okay, I'll do it. I will private label this and put it out officially, your new formula. And people love it. I'm just saying, I only put out stuff I believe in. It really is good.
It definitely
works. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Well, it definitely works. But one thing you could do when you put that in your mouth to drop a full, I don't even mix it with anything. I just put it in straight in, and you can really taste the power that's in it. When you drink certain things or take certain things, you could feel in your mouth, you're like, wow, this has got something in it. It's electric.
It's like when you eat mushrooms.
Well, whatever. Yeah, if you eat mushrooms. Yeah.
That is. I'm glad you hypothetically are just joking about that.
Of course. But, you know.
You can tell it's psychoactive.
Well, just taking the one, not one world way, but that's good too. But the inner food, when you drink that, you could tell it's got stuff in it.
We sell that at InfoWarsStore.com.
It immediately like goes into your system and you could feel it going. And things that are good, you could tell they're good for you when you eat them.
And, well, like when I first started doing the shakes with the wheatgrass that Richard brings me.
Oh, yeah.
I would get
like this.
Well, at first I was so unhealthy, it made me feel sick. Yeah. Now it feels good when I'm drinking.
It's cleaning you out.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's, I think the first time I drank raw milk, I was in the bathroom for a couple days. But you know what? After that, boom, it's like.
Caused me any problems.
Well, as I talked to our milk supplier, he goes, well, it's just cleaning you out. And let me tell you, a couple sessions of that, and I was cleaned out, and I'm ready to go. You know, now, I mean, I hardly even eat as much as I used to just because I'm only putting as good a thing.
You do look good. Body. I mean, you look good before, but you look really vibrant.
And I turned 40 this year, so.
We're same age.
Month, yeah.
I am your elder, though.
You are, by about a month.
Right.
A little over a month. And I feel great. I don't feel like I'm 40. I don't feel like that. I feel like I'm 22 still. You know, I still feel. And in fact, I feel better. I was losing my hair in college because I was eating Taco Bell and all that other.
I remember you said
drinking soda.
But now we go hiking. We take the kids inner tubing.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, that's not a lot of exercise. The inner tube. Unless
it's hard lifting those bottles. I'm just joking.
We have fun, though. We have a lot of fun.
Oh, man.
But yeah.
I didn't mean to digress. I'm going to do 20, 30 minutes of overdrive now, folks, because I'm going to go to your phone calls, Steve, Mike, Randy, Chad, Tony. I'm going to at least get to these calls. I want to get to McAdoo's report. Programmers at South by Southwest don't know Snowden leak spy news. I mean, they don't know anything. It's a really good report, but I don't know, the headline might be too long. Programmers at South by Southwest don't know Snowden leaked spy state info. I would say programmers at South by Southwest don't know who Snowden is.
About Snowden.
Yeah, that's good. Snowden. And I'm not criticizing. We all just help each other with headlines around here.
Headlines are one of the biggest things out there for people getting into this and doing their own YouTubes. A headline is what will bring people in to watch your video.
Yeah, and I mean, usually we're dealing with such sensational stuff. Our problem is we can't come up with something sensational enough to actually show what reality is.
Yeah.
It's like mainstream media will take some horrible thing the government said and make it sound totally dry.
Yeah.
Well, we just take it and report it and give it what our bias of liberty that we think is terrible.
Like
we think it's terrible they want to put brain chips in the troops to control them, and it's in the New York Times being promoted as good. Right. I mean, I have a bias openly.
You know the taser drones that they have where they say
they have taser drones at drills chasing people around in Austin,
and they'll make that seem like, oh, it's just for crowd control purposes. You know, no, this stuff is going to be used to come after you. It could be hacked.
It's like they show up at your party and climb up on the table to crap in the punch bowl and go, I'm going to add some protein to everything. You don't mind if I mean, Diane Feinstein says it's good for your own good.
Yeah.
Don't be racist.
She doesn't like to be spied upon, but she's...
Well, they call us having free will discrimination.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if I have any opinion, it's discrimination.
Going back to this Malaysia flight, what do you think about this, that finally the military's come out and said, oh, we were tracking it for 100 miles after it...
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
The ultimate survival bug-out lightweight fishing pole is M-Rod. Made by a family-owned American company and assembled in Idaho, M-Rod fishing gear comes with a lifetime warranty and 90-day money-back guarantee. M-Rod weighs just 8 ounces and breaks down to 14 inches. M-Rod's indestructible stainless steel compact design makes it perfect to take anywhere. Cast your eyes now at M-Rod.com. That's M-M-R-O-D.com. M-Rod. Fish to survive. Survive to fish.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's ExtendoVite for my heart.
Heart Drop? ExtendoVite? What's that?
Well, it's just 7 herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com. All right, I'm going into overdrive to take your calls. Steve, Mike, Randy, Chad, Tony, and others on this Malaysian flight. The article just went live up on Infowars.com. Nobody's come out with this angle yet. It happened in the same area of Asia. Missing Malaysia flight similar to lost 707 or 007 McDonald flight. The reason I'm butchering the headline is that Kit just walked in with this great article what I asked him to do, and then I just changed the headline. He's going in there to change it right now, so I was changing it on air. Missing Malaysia flight similar to lost 007 McDonald flight. I think that's the way to put it. And it's a very, very important article, and I'll be breaking that down after I take some of your phone calls. I want to show you something that's satanic, though, if you're watching on television. I didn't ask for this, and Weldon Henson's a great guy running the shipping department and the product department. But I guess Weldon was nice and sent people to a decent hamburger chain for fast food. It's like organic, they claim. And I didn't ask for it. They got me a P. Terry's hamburger. And this is satanic. Not P. Terry's in general, the little chain that started in Austin. This is satanic, like a Ferrari that they're now coming out that are part hybrid. That's satanic. A Ferrari that doesn't, and the wrapping's racist because it's white. You know, they're trying to phase out brown bags and the word bossy because it might hurt feminist. Sounds like a Monty Python joke, but they're actually doing it. That's up on Infowars.com. This, ladies and gentlemen, is satanic. This is a P. Terry's hamburger, and we get a document cam shot of the offending item. Ladies and gentlemen, This hamburger has no cheese, no ketchup, no mustard, no lettuce, no onions, no tomatoes. This, ladies and gentlemen, is just satanic. Just like trying to take our guns is satanic. Just like trying to make men into women and women into androids is satanic. This is not right. This is anathema. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put super male vitality on it. No one has ever done this before. Super Male Vitality available at InfoWarsLife.com. I'll put Super Male Vitality on it. And now, look at that. I can start off and some Survival Shield, nice and iodine. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is no longer satanic. I have transmogrified it, if that's a word, into the most delicious burger in the galaxy. I'm going to stop being silly. Let's get into some serious topics. Steve, I forgot to eat today. Steve in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today?
Great. I'm all right, brother. That's actually not too bad. What do you think about what happened with the flight?
I don't know. You know, there's a bunch of ideas floating around, but I wonder if it might have something to do with one of those possible nukes that were secretly shipped out. I know you mentioned that the plane could have been hijacked and maybe landed at some FBI-funded terrorist base, and maybe they're retrofitting it with a stolen nuke.
Ooh, that's a really good point. Anything's possible when Dr. Evil basically runs the government.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the mind does wander sometimes, but it's almost something out of a Tom Clancy novel. I mean, who knows what's going on?
Well, you know, it happened right over North Korea. The plane flew right by North Korea. And the Russians are known for doing weird stuff. They can remote control things. I mean, literally anything could have happened. It is a giant mystery. But it's just like the Larry McDonald flight. Do you know about that incredible case?
I do not know.
Yeah, I really should have covered that at the very start of the show, but I went into a total rant but please look it up. Larry McDonald, it's in the article that Kit Daniels just put up on InfoWars.com. It was back in 1983. They got all these politicians off the plane. They redirected it. He was invited to South Korea to attend a celebration, 30th anniversary of the United States-South Korean Mutual Defense Treaty. He was going to end up being president, folks. He was anti-New World Order, a real guy, super smart, super good-looking, and a Democrat. He was just unstoppable, and they killed him. With three fellow members of Congress, Jesse Helms of North Carolina, Steve Sums of Idaho, and Representative Carol Hubbard of Kentucky. And then they basically redirected the plane. He still stayed on it, and it disappeared by North Korea.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation.
Russia, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.